Yo, what y'all on? It's 10:41 a.m. So I sound a little different. Just woke up. And I don't know if I'm gonna post this, but I'm gonna record it. Cause I feel like people are gonna take this the wrong way. So we'll see. We'll see. Cause ignorance is so prominent right now. Anyway, so I was watching a TikTok, right? I've been seeing like a lot of 97% shit, right? And I didn't know what the fuck it was, right? I kind of had an idea, but I didn't really know, so I looked it up or whatever. They surveyed 1,000 women in the UK, and 97% of them said they've been sexually harassed, like, once in their life, I think. Something like that. So I get to thinking, damn, 97% is a lot of people, bro. Like, that's, like, 90% of women. And then, like, people in America use it. But it's, like, it's the same concept. If anything, in America, it's probably worse. So I'm not even going to act like, because it was in the UK, it doesn't matter in the US. Like, no, it's probably either worse or just the same in the US. So I look up, like, what's considered sexual harassment, right? Because 97% is a lot. Like, I wonder what is, because you, it seems, sexual harassment seems very subjective nowadays. Like, some people could think that's sexual harassment, some people could think it's not sexual harassment or whatever. But I looked up, like, on, it says un.org, it's a .org, so I know it's credible. You learn that in school or whatever. Anyway, it says, they give, like, a list of sexual harassment, and then it has stuff like actual or attempted rape or sexual assault, unwanted pressure for sexual favors, unwanted deliberate touching, leaning over, cornering or pinching, all that shit. Yeah, like, that's 100%. Like, that's not even arguable. By the way, while I'm saying this, I do not condone sexual assault, harassment, rape, none of that shit. Like, that is to me, in my opinion, serial killing is pretty bad, but I think rape is the worst thing that you could do or that could happen to someone, and they live through it and they have to deal with that type of trauma for the rest, especially the children. Like, that's, oh my God, I can't even for real, like, touch on that, how fucking disgusting that is. Like, just sexual assault in general, nobody should have to go through that. It's sick, it's traumatizing, and I wish it on nobody. And that is why I cannot, because of that, it seems like almost disrespectful, some of these things that are considered sexual harassment to the people who I feel are actually sexually harassed. Like, let's see what this is. Staring at someone is sexual harassment. Let's see. Referring to an adult as girl, hunk, doll, babe, honey, sexual harassment. That could be. If it's, like, repetitive, if you're, like, catcalling, then yeah, that could definitely be it. Giving personal gifts. Like, I asked one of my friends that are girls about that one, giving personal, like, how can giving somebody a gift be sexual? So it's just like, if you're giving it to them, like, back and forth, like, giving them shit. Asking personal questions about social or sexual life, telling sex jokes or stories, turning work discussions to sexual topics. These are all things that are considered sexual assault. Right. And I know you guys are hearing that. And I know the people who are, like, advocates for it are like, that's weird. Like, that's not that could be considered. Like, no, 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 no. I don't think those are forms of sexual harassment or assault. I think all those things I just said, though, that don't mean they fly, though. They're weird. It makes you, if you staring at someone, it makes you a weirdo. If you giving somebody gifts that they not even asking for back on back to back to back, that makes you a weirdo. Like, if you turn work discussions into sexual topics, that makes you a fucking hornball and a weirdo. You feel me? Like, I don't like that we are, that we're mixing up, like, being weird and uncomforting with sexual assault and harassment. Like, because you're uncomfortable does not mean you were sexually assaulted. It just means a weirdo did something uncomforting. You know? Like, here, literally look up, if you guys want to see it for yourselves, look up sexual harassment definition and then click on the un.org, whatever. And you can look through it yourself. They give the examples. It's really well detailed and tells you, like, what is considered sexual assault, right? And I was thinking, I was like, all these things are so broad. It's kind of just uncomforting. Like, obviously, there's actual sexual harassment in here. But I was thinking, if they interviewed 1,000 niggas, like, dudes, if they interviewed 1,000 dudes and asked them, have any of these things happened to you? The same way they asked the girls, have, like, these things are considered sexual assault, have any of these things happened to you? I promise you the shit would be about 95-97% too. Cause I could say, based off this, I could say I've been sexually assaulted. Or harassed. But I'm not going to, because I don't feel like I have been. While some of the things on that list have happened to me, I don't feel like I've been sexually harassed, because I don't think those things are sexual harassment. I think I just had to deal with a weirdo. There was a girl in my fucking in my math class last year, who just, bro, you can ask Elijah, you could just constantly staring, right, just staring. You know how like if you catch somebody staring at you, bro, you look at them and they'll look away. She was doing that, and then I caught her so many times where she just kept staring. I would look at her, and she just kept looking. I'd be like, bro, what's wrong with you? And then she would just roll her eyes. Like, what? But why are you staring at me? But I'm not going to say that was sexual harassment. I'm not going to say I'm a part of that 97%, because that's disrespectful to the people who actually are a part of that 97%. You know? Like, there's people, there's real-life people who go through trauma and shit. And it's just, to me, it just seems so disrespectful to act like your uncomforts are even comparable to what actual people go through, just so you can post on TikTok and be like, yeah, bro, I'm a part of that 90s. I'm a victim. Like, what's so cool about being a fucking victim, bro? That shit is sad, bro. I don't even know, man. That shit is, and then the thing is, I already know I'm about to get hate on this shit, but I might even post it, because I feel like I conveyed what I wanted to. Well, I'm at 9 minutes. I feel like I did what I was supposed to on this. I don't know. I if you hate me for my opinion on this, then fuck it, bro. Y'all could cancel me or whatever. That's cool, bro. You can't cancel somebody who don't give a fuck, bro. You just can't. Like, you can have fun trying, you know. Whatever. I just felt like I had to get that out, bro. Boom, 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 boom. We at 10 minutes right now. Is there anything more? I don't think so. Yeah. But oh yeah, if you ever want to have a conversation about it, like if you feel differently or something, just let me know. You know, like, cause I would be, listen, I don't argue to be right. I couldn't give a fuck about being right. I argue for a better understanding on whatever we're arguing about. Like, I don't care who's right at the end of the day. I just want to know what is right at the end of the day. You know? Like, I just want knowledge. That's really it. Like, if I'm arguing with you and I'm going back and forth, I'm doing it. It's so genuine. Everything I do, I promise to God, it's so genuine. I'm not arguing to be a dick or something. Like, I wanna know different perspectives, different point of views to see how you're seeing things differently than I am and see if you could change my mind, you know? But it's not like I don't want it to be a competition. I want to have a genuine conversation with somebody if you disagree. But anyway, that's it, bro. 11:30. Next podcast next Sunday if I post this or whatever. And all right, y'all.